Blog Talk Radio.
Paperback Writer.
And welcome to Recipe Records Radio Show. This is your show for food and music. I am your host, Lena Stagg. I'm broadcasting live from the fabulous Evansville, Indiana, located at the bottom of the state of Indiana. A lot of people think that we're up there by Fort Wayne or whatever, but that is absolutely false. Evansville is pretty far from anywhere else in any other large city in Indiana, but it's in a perfect location as far as getting to Cincinnati, Louisville, Nashville, St. Louis. It's really, we're closer to all of those great places too than even like Indianapolis. But I'm just a rambling on here. Thank you for tuning in. If you are listening live, you have the opportunity to win a free copy of my book, Little Dog in the Sun, illustrated by my friend John Fuchs. If you call into the show, I will send you a free copy. So the guest call-in number is 602-753-1768. And I will attempt to connect you into the show. I'm a one-woman radio show host here. So I am very, very pleased to have two wonderful authors on the show today, Doug Knight and Donna G. Hendricks, who are Evansville residents and authors. And they have two fabulous books that you're going to really enjoy hearing about today. Doug's book is titled A River Bend, and Donna's book is titled We're Combing the Beaches and Doing Projects. And I am very fond of both of the books. So, firstly, if you need more information on Recipe Records cookbooks, check them out on my website, www.recipe-records-cookbook.com. You will find links for the cookbooks. There's a video of my beautiful niece reading Little Dog in the Sun, and our latest book, Little Dog About Town, an Evansville Tale, is also on there. There's also art, there's t-shirts, recipe cards, there's all kinds of stuff on there. Check it out and enjoy. I think there might even be some recipes available on my website. And every week I am pulling recipes out of my cookbooks and making them for family, for friends, and I guarantee you are going to find a recipe that you will love in those cookbooks. And the bonus is you get to enjoy the music along with the food. My two most favorite things, food and music. So remember, if you would like to win your own copy of A Little Dog in the Sun, call in to the show, 602-753-1768. Little Dog in the Sun is also going to be free on Kindle starting tomorrow, or I guess at midnight tonight, and it will run through midnight on Sunday. So be sure you download your free copy, and also you can share that with your friends. We want everybody to have a free copy on Kindle. And if you could leave a review on Amazon, that'd be fabulous. I am going to see if Doug is connected. And we do have a caller. just going to make sure. This could be Donna. Hello. Hello, caller?
Hi, this is Donna.
Is this Donna?
Yes,
hi,
it is.
Donna. I was worried that would be you.
Yeah, I'm a little early, I think. I just tried to call, just to make sure.
You are totally great. Well, I'm going to put you on mute, and we'll connect again here shortly.
Okay.
I think we have another call, but okay. Put you on hold just a moment. All right. Hello, Doug. Are you connected?
Yes, I am.
Hello there. I am so
not very
happy
well
to
connected.
Have you on the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. So, this is a great privilege for me. Thank you.
Oh, this is terrific. I have a lot of disconnects going on, mainly in my brain. But I am so delighted to have you on the show today to talk about your book titled A River Bend. I saw you at Barnes & Noble last weekend at your book signing, and it was lovely. I bought your book, and I have started reading it. I have this really bad problem of buying all these books, and I don't get enough time to read everything. But I did start reading it, and I read it aloud to my mom, who is in really poor health, and it was so so wonderful to see her thinking about the places. Your descriptions were so lovely, and I really enjoyed being able to picture. I know you patterned the book after Evansville, and I really think that you did a very nice job of pulling out different descriptions of the city. In my last show, I shared a lot. We talked a lot about what is it that we love about Evansville, and I know that last week I said the LST World War II ship, but this week I'm a little partial to the Metzger Park Zoo, which is just a really lovely, lovely zoo for the size of city that we have. Is there a place in Evansville that you are partial to?
Yes, I enjoy, there's a lot of places in Evansville that I enjoy. I love walking down by the river this time of year, and just any time of year, but I especially love the summertime. My wife and I enjoy Boogie Nights about once a quarter. We find we like going down there and dancing and watch other people. It's a good place to people watch, and it's a lot of fun. It's not too expensive to get in, and if you don't drink a lot, then you don't have to spend a lot of money.
That's fabulous.
But my favorite place, though, really is Penny Lane. I love going down there. It's so many people, different types of people from different walks of life, and I like talking to them. And
that's Penny Lane,
and
that's
good
a coffee
too.
Shop.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Penny Lane Coffee.
Well, I'm going to have to check that place out. Yeah, I don't get out
much. You
need
to. Yeah.
I know, I do. And I don't know if I can handle Boogie Nights, Doug. But
your love of music? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't know. But, well, that's awesome. That's really, really terrific. I am going to definitely look into taking in both of those places. Tell us a little bit about your book, The River Bend. I know you're working on a sequel to it, but give us a little rundown of what readers will find in your story, The River Bend? The River
Bend. It's about a 33-year-old psychologist who's invited back to his hometown. He's since moved away, went to college, and moving to Florida and setting up a practice there. But his best friend, high school best friend, invites him back to teach about a book that he wrote to a group of teenagers, youth group. And he does that. He feels like that would be a great thing to do and you know, return back home. But when he does, one of the deacons of the church really finds him a little bit too good to be true and starts digging into his past and does uncover something that wasn't necessarily true, but it's there, and I think we all have skeletons in our closet, and he uncovers this skeleton, and Josh Crockett, who is the main character, has to deal with that. But it's not all bad. He does meet and a chance meeting with a young lady, and he falls in love, but he does have to, it's a short period of time, so he has to deal with whether is it love or is it just a physical attraction, and you just have to read it from there to find out what decisions he makes and what happens to their relationship and that terrible thing that happens from his past. So,
well, I'm dying to find out what that is, of course. But when you start out, like I started the first chapter, you talked about how he had gone away from his hometown, and when he came back, he didn't recognize it. There had been all these changes, and
yeah.
So I'm assuming that is basically what may have happened on Evansville's east side. I'm not from Evansville, but I've lived here for 19 years. And I've always been told that, you know, there were cornfields out where everything is now, the mall and all of the shopping.
Right.
And so I'm assuming you were mirroring
that. Yeah, I've seen two or three phases of changes in Evansville. The west side was one of the first. And then, as you mentioned, the east side was probably the latest. Evansville's really grown, and I think progressed. And I, really, in the last few years, I've seen even more progression. I look for a lot of great changes to come about in Evansville, and just just a short time yet. So.
Well, okay, so this is your first published book, correct?
Yes, yes. Something I wanted to do since the fourth grade.
Right, and that's when you wrote your first school story. Was it fourth grade when you wrote your story for your teacher?
Yeah.
And everyone wrote a paragraph, and you wrote four or five pages?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes, it was The Dog That Was Afraid of Cats. I remember that title. And
five pages.
Five pages. My mom still got it.
Oh, that's great. You should put that up on a blog. You should post that.
Yeah.
But you've spent many years teaching. You've taught English, which you might need to teach me some. But you did a really nice job. I haven't read all the book, but you're doing a really nice job of building up the character descriptions in the book. And I am guessing that your background in English and such has helped in that. But you've also had a lot of life experiences that have gone into developing the story as well. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. Actually, I have seen the loss of two wives, actually. The mother of my children, she died very, very young of an aneurysm. And then just a few years ago, I had a wife that fought cancer for about 8 years. We were married for 16, and 8 of those years, she struggled very courageously with cancer, and it finally won. But they gave her a year and a half to live, and she lived for 8 years.
Wow. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. I know your book is characterized as religious fiction, so I'm guessing that you probably, you know, you've seen some really, really challenging times, and that your faith has, I'm sure, strengthened you and seen you through these difficult times.
Yes, I would have to totally agree with that. I don't know. I know people do make it, but I don't know how I would have made it without the help of God and faithful friends who, you know, encouraged me and built me up. And so, yes, the faith, the church family, all those things have helped to get through some pretty tough times. And everybody knows raising kids, there's also challenges, and sometimes we don't have all the answers, but God does, I believe, and staying close to Him, He can direct.
Right.
One of my favorite verses is that man makes the plans, but God directs the steps. So I cling to that quite often.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Well, and even now, my son is suffering from kidney failure, and so. You have to many days, you know, lean on God, on your faith in God, and trust that He knows
right.
what He's doing.
Right. Well, I am very sorry to hear about that, and you and your family are definitely in my thoughts and prayers.
I didn't mean to make this a downer.
Oh, heavens, no. Absolutely not. No, we are going to. Yeah, there you go. No wonder. Boogie Nights was a little therapeutic.
Yes.
They could, you know, advertise that they can help bring you out of the dumps. But
there you go.
I do want to be sure we tell the listeners where they can find your books, and also tell us if you have a blog or anything that people can check out as well.
Yeah, actually, currently, thanks to a friend of one of the other local authors, Carolyn Howard. I was able to put my book on a shelf in the River City Mercantile. It's on Main Street.
Right.
I think it's between 3rd and 4th, if I'm not mistaken. Or 3rd and 2nd. I don't remember.
I think 3rd and 2nd.
Yeah.
I think 3rd and 2nd.
Closer to 3rd, I believe. And so, yeah, it's there, River City Mercantile, great little shop, got all kinds of things there, and if they wanted to purchase the book, I do have books there that you can purchase. Barnes & Noble carries the book. And I think you can go to pretty much any, like Amazon and eBay, and find the book. And so, and I have a blog called KingServant.com or KingServant.com.
Okay.
and that's King and then Servant together. .com.
Okay.
And can contact me if you want to purchase the book, and I can send it to you.
Terrific.
Facebook, there's a Living Faith page, Facebook page that I have. That you know, I often talk about book signings and things that I have coming up.
Right.
That, so.
Great.
They could go to.
Yeah. So be sure. Yep. Yeah, be sure you check out Doug's Facebook page,
Living Faith.
What was that again? Living Faith.
Living.
And KingServant.com for Doug's blog. And Doug is on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, and the beautiful River City Mercantile Shop on
yes.
Main Street in Evansville. They have just everything in the River City Mercantile was produced in Indiana, and it's really, really a terrific shop. Well, I am going to have to rush along, Doug. I hate to, but I am really glad that you could take a moment out to be on the show today. I know you're very, very tied up right now, and we will keep you in our prayers.
No, I really appreciate this opportunity, and I appreciate you and what you're doing here, and I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. To do this, and I really enjoyed talking to you, and I'm loving your book. So
okay,
thanks
good.
A lot, Doug. We'll see you soon.
All righty. Thank you.
Our next guest is Donna G. Hendricks, and she has this delightful book that actually I've bought several copies because this is such a perfect gift for children. Her book is titled We're Combing the Beaches and Doing Projects. It has a beautiful cover, this gorgeous little girl on the beach, and I think that she has a little story behind the picture as well. But let's see if Donna is still there. Hello, Donna. Are you there?
Hi. I'm here. Yes.
Hey there. Great. I'm so glad that you are still hanging on, and I'm glad you could take time out of.
I enjoyed.
Take time away from all of your adventures to be on the radio show. You're quite busy.
Yes.
I'm very envious.
We are.
Very envious of all the adventures you guys set out on. I have to tell a funny story. Whenever Donna met me yesterday, and I wanted to get a book from her, and I walked out of the facility, and I didn't see anybody, but I saw a truck with a canoe on top, and I just knew that had to belong to Donna. So it wasn't
yes.
A couple minutes later she came walking out, and I just chuckled to myself because I just knew that the canoe was the clue. But
right, we almost
always
have a canoe.
That's so funny. I really have enjoyed your book, and I know that you probably got a lot of ideas for it in the Evansville area. So I'm going to ask you, what is one of your favorite places or things to do in Evansville?
Well, being a beachcomber, my favorite place is my husband and I just love to walk along the beach along the river, the Ohio River, down at the riverfront, and pick up driftwood and whatever we see, and we like to watch the fishermen. We take pictures of the sunsets and the boat, the barges that come down, and we like to stand around and watch just to see what is going to come down the river, because you just never know what you're going to see. So it's just really a fun place to be. There's a lot of people down there sometimes, and but it's just a favorite place of ours.
That is terrific. You know, when my son was about 4 years old, he had his eye on those river camps, houses that are on the river. He said that's where he was going to live when he grew up. So he's 21 now, and I'm still not so sure he might not end up in one of those houses.
You never know.
He's very outdoorsy, and I think he would love to live on the river. So.
Right.
All those times I took him to Hannibal to read about Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer, it really rubbed off on him.
Really? That's great.
I bought the book because I already had one, but I wanted to give this to my niece, and hopefully they're not listening and won't be so that I won't spoil the surprise. But inside the book, you have a chapter called Projects, and you walk the reader through how to make an observation kit. So I'm going to put together an observation kit and put the book with it and give this to my niece. And I'm excited because they're coming here next week, and I thought, well, we're going to use your book for our activities. So we will definitely be going down to the river. We're going to go to the river, and then there's also in there a creek here in town. Can't think of the name.
Yes, Pigeon
near
Creek.
My house.
Yes,
Pigeon Creek.
Yes.
So can't you canoe on that Pigeon Creek?
People have. I know they do. I have not, but I know Canoe Evansville went down at one time, and I think they really had a good time. But there are edges that you can get to along. I think along that trail. Is it the Green Trail? I can't remember.
Oh, right,
You can get onto the Pigeon Creek, to the side of it, you know, so you could see it and do the projects.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about how you got the idea for your book.
Okay. Well, it all started when I met my husband. When I met him, he was driving a little tiny brown Toyota and had a great big silver canoe draped across the top. And it reminded me of a great big silver fish eating a bug. That's the first thought I had when I saw it. And he was such an interesting person, and he had all these stories about canoeing and everything, and we really hit it off. And after a while, we saw each other, you know, different times, and he invited me to go canoeing with him and some friends down the Blue River for 7 miles. So I went with him and his friends, and we went down the Blue River. And it was so exciting. I tell you, it was just like flying. I just felt that like a free soul, you know, flying down the river. And we stopped at a gravel bar and walked along it. And I did my first beachcombing, really, with John. And I found a couple fossils. And I, of course, picked them up. And I had, so they were my souvenirs to take home. Mm-hmm. And then later on, we got married, and we started just going everywhere. We went to, we canoed across the Okefenokee Swamp, and we spent 2 nights in the swamp. On they have wooden platforms that you can pitch a tent on so the alligators can't get you. We did that. That was one of the first places we went after we got married. And then we went to Isle Royale. We went there on a ferry. We stayed there. They brought us and our canoe, and so we can canoe around the islands and different places, and we stayed there for 10 days. It was a really an exciting adventure. And these adventures are actually mentioned in my chapters in my book, so the kids can read about, you know, some of the things that we did. And we went to a lot of other places, and after a while, and then, of course, every place we went had a beach, and that's what I liked about it. I just fell in love with, I just want to do this all the time, so I got to do it, you know. Every place we went, you could pick up stuff, and there were places where you could not pick up stuff. It was, you know, it was, they didn't want anybody to pick anything up, so instead of having a souvenir to take home, I would have something in my mind, maybe to write a poem or paint a picture or something like that. And if I did pick up a souvenir, I could make a project out of it when I got home. So it was just a really good thing to do. So I thought, you know, I would really like to write a book about this. I had never really wanted to write a book before, but now I had something I wanted to say. So I did start thinking about what kind of book would I want. And at first I thought, well, a memoir maybe, telling about all the places we had been would be good. But we weren't famous or anything, and I thought, no, probably nobody would want to read about what we did. So I got the idea to write a children's book. John had been taking pictures all along, and I'd been keeping a journal. So I had a lot of information, you know, to go from. So I decided to write a children's book, and I decided I wanted to write it right to the child. I didn't want to just tell about it. I talked right to the child. You could do this, and you know, you could get on the canoe, and you step right in the middle so you don't tip the boat. And I just talked right to the child and then told them what they could see, what they might see, like they might see an alligator or an egret when they were going down the river in the canoe. And then there were, with each chapter, there was a chapter on rivers. There's a chapter on lakes, oceans, creeks, and wetlands. And each chapter has a little story, adventure story, that the child could read about what they might see if they would go to this place. Then there is 12 projects with each chapter that have to do with that chapter, of things that the child could make. So I thought, you know, it turned out really interesting. And I had a lot of fun coming up with this book because I made all the projects and, you know, I picked up all the stuff on the beaches. I got to go to the beaches to pick up the things to make them out of. Some of them were not projects that you wouldn't make, like art projects. Some of the projects are like writing a poem, or it might be sewing a patch. Like for the Milky Swamp, I wanted a patch to put on my luggage bag, but I didn't have one, so I sewed one. A piece of cloth, and I told the child how to make it. So, and there's just all kinds of stuff they can do, like make a treasure map and pick up Indian artifacts and make a box to keep them in. There's just all kinds of things for them to do.
Well, it's really, really adorable.
Thank you.
I was just looking at the last project in the book, which is making a lighthouse, and you just use it calls for an oatmeal box and a baby food jar and an electric Christmas candle, and it's just adorable, just so adorable. And
All of the
projects aren't so difficult or don't require so many ingredients or so many items. It's just very realistic for the.
Oh, thank you.
I like that. When Margaret and I wrote our first cookbook, we wanted our cookbook to be very user friendly and easy to maneuver, And so that this is exactly one of the things that I really love about it. It's just very simple to navigate, and no pun intended. So I tell us where you can find your book here in Evansville and also online.
Okay, online, it's on Amazon, and it's on barnesandnoble.com. And I have my book quite a few places in the tri-state area. In Evansville, the most unusual place that I have my book is at Gear Up. It's a outdoor equipment place, and they also have outdoor books and things to do with canoeing and kayaking and stuff like that. So my book is there, and it fits right in with the other things. And it's located at 1316 North Green River Road here in Evansville. And also my book is at the Newburgh Visitor Center in Newburgh on Main Street. It's at Audubon State Park. It's in the gift shop at the park there, along with all the other, you know, books and stuff that you could buy at the gift shop at Henderson, Kentucky. It's at Abe Martin Lodge in their gift shop has my book. And that is located in Nashville, Indiana. And the last place is the Bookworm Bookstore. It's in Carbondale, Illinois, and it's on the address is 618 East Walnut Street. So it's
terrific.
All around the tri-state. About, you know, anywhere you live in the tri-state, you would be able to find my book.
It is. I mean, that is so fantastic. Just really, you've done a really marvelous job in getting it out there and such. You also have a website, which is Donna.
Yes.
The initial G Hendricks.TateAuthor.com. If you're listening to the live show, you can find all the information for Donna and Doug on my blog, which is the address rockblocks3.blogspot.com. You can find all the information about both of their books on the blog that we posted yesterday. So be sure you check out all of Donna's all of Donna's outlets for her books. I know that we will have some upcoming events with our Evansville local authors, and Donna's been a very active participant in that group as well. So watch for our upcoming events. We're hoping to have some coming up very soon. And if you are interested, if you're listening to the show and you're interested in Donna or Doug or our guests from last week, Diane and Carolyn, giving programs, all of the local authors give really fabulous presentations at for your civic group or your church group or your school group. These authors have very valuable information and very interesting programs. And so I know that a lot of groups are always looking for a speaker to come in. So I welcome you to contact any of us, and we would love to jazz up your meetings. Okay, Donna. So one more time, tell us how where the books are in Evansville.
Okay, I really only have them at one spot here in Evansville, and that's at Gear Up. It's outdoor equipment store on 1316 North Green River Road.
Okay, Gear Up. And do you have any upcoming events or any festivals or anything that we might be able to see you?
I don't have any right now that I can tell you, except for the local authors group.
Okay.
I know we have one of those
all
coming
right.
up. We have an event coming up April the 23rd, but that's the only one that I know of right now.
Right, and I should mention that. I think June 23rd. Does that sound right? We'll
oh,
be doing
April?
A
yes, June the 23rd. Yes,
June.
I'm sorry.
Okay. The local authors will be giving a forum, and the topic is social media, using social media to sell your published work, and it will be a very great forum. Our last forum had great attendance, and it was really, really fun. So if you're listening, make sure you check in to get on to our Facebook page, the Evansville Local Authors Facebook page, and you can follow us and see the calendar of all of our upcoming events. Next week, we will have Angela Williams on the show next Thursday, and I'm not sure who the other mystery guest will be next Thursday. You'll have to tune in to find out. But we are going to go ahead and close it off for today. Thank you so much for being on the show, Donna. It was a delight to talk to you today and yesterday.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. I enjoyed it.
Well, great. It was so nice to talk with you. You take care.
You too.
And that's going to wrap it up for today. Recipe Records is food for thought, food for the soul, food for the love of rock and roll.
Paperback, right, paperback, right.